There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They need some help, though. They do. They need some cornerback help, for sure.
I just like the idea that Les Snead, the Rams general manager, is like, I can't let him go for anything less than your seventh rounder this year, and I'll send you my seventh rounder next year. Deal? I mean, I'll just sit here and pay him his money the rest of the year.
Yeah, but you know they thought so hard about it. They had meetings over it. They stressed over it. And then they're like, all right, we'll get the deal done.
Yeah, I just got to get that seventh rounder a year earlier.
I don't know why I look at every single trade that happens as if it's like them landing a mission with NASA. And afterwards, they applaud each other. And they go, oh, yeah, great job, great
job. Is it because you watched SNL this weekend and they had Beppo the monkey, NASA scheme?
You've told me about that like seven times is what happened
there.
You
know what? Because I'm proud.
Let me tell people this. I go in, and so Nick and I both love John Mulaney, okay? Yep. And so John Mulaney hosted SNL this week, and I'm not a big SNL guy, but when they have a host I like, I'll watch. Like Bill Burr, I'll watch that one this next week. And then we're talking about some of the bits, and I'm like, oh, Elise and I both agree. This one bit was just the worst.
Yep.
And it's the one that you love the most.
Yeah.
That you've watched seven times.
Let's be clear. This is just a difference of comedic enjoyment.
Yeah.
Like, I think the dumber, the funnier. Like, I think if you can really get the stupid out, whereas I think other people look at dumb humor and is like, oh, that can't be funny because it's dumb. Meaning, like, it's beneath you. Where
I don't think it's beneath me.
I kind of felt like you were, I'm not trying to jam you up.
I just don't shoot. No, jam me up, please. Tell me more about myself, Nick, please. Let's go down that road. As Nick tells me the other day, he's like, I think I learned that people don't like when I tell them about themselves. And so I'm like, tell me more about me. I'm not a big fan of dumb humor, but I realize like 90% of people in life are. In fact, yeah. I feel like this is going to sound not great, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like you've helped me in that department because I enjoy your humor and your humor. Sometimes you go for all the innuendos, you go for all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny.
All right. So now I'm going to match. You're giving yourself credit,
yes,
while taking a shot at me,
yeah,
by then giving myself credit by taking a shot at everybody else. I think the smartest people enjoy dumb comedy. Ah, see? I've really propped myself up there because I've already admitted to loving dumb comedy.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
But yeah, basically it's about a space chimp on his path home. And you know why? Because my kid, Izzy, this is my doppelganger. Two Mulaney bits that involves Monkey Judge and Beppo the Astronaut.
My two least favorite Mulaney bits of all time.
And yes. Also, like, the last two mornings, she's like, yeah, I'm not getting out of bed unless we watch Beppo. And I'm like, twist my arm.
And
oh,
I
no.
love that for her, by the way. Like, she might end up being John Mulaney one day. Who knows?
Yes. Sans the trips to rehab.
Hopefully.
Yeah, John Mulaney plus sobriety. Like, right out of the gate. We don't have to get it right, you know, three times later. Right?
But he wasn't that funny when he was sober.
Take a little off the fastball there.
What?
That's as much as I enjoy.
His best work is when he was clearly having problems.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not saying I took joy in that. I'm just saying the reality of it.
I think that's
how do you wrestle with this? I don't know. You tell me.
I think that's the thing we don't say out loud, though.
Yeah.
I
think, it's a little late for that.
As the guy who says,
it's a little late for that.
The thing we don't say out loud.
I'm very happy he's gotten help. I'm very happy that he's doing well.
But you miss the old Mulaney.
I do miss the old Mulaney.
That's the subject
I miss the old Mulaney.
So when we were talking about the Browns pre-show, I think now that we got 10 minutes till the deadline, the Browns traded Za'Darius Smith for a fifth rounder this year and then a pick swap that I can't really even give myself to mention is a seventh rounder next in 2026 for a sixth rounder. So basically, you're moving up a round in 2026 and in 2025 fifth rounder. This is getting very confusing. I'm getting annoyed. But so that trade's done. They also released Quentin Jefferson. And as we just start heading into the deadline, in case there's any news here, the question I had early on the show, because it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was listening to Zach Jackson just tear him apart.
Yeah, what did you say? An acid tongue, Zach Jackson?
Acid tongue, yeah.
Acid tongue?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been, obviously, we've had Daryl on.
It's a good name for like a bowling team, by the way. Acid tongue, Zach Jackson. Fantasy football?
No.
Neither?
No, I don't think so.
All right, just me then.
You tried it. It's okay. That sounded much.
I tried your dumb humor thing. Turns out it's not for everybody.
You just got to be smart about it.
That's it. You just got to be smart about it.
What did you get most wrong about this Browns team? Because they got a lot, by the way.
I would say, where do you want to start? My God, do you want me to list them all in order, places I got them wrong?
No, I want to start at the top.
You got an eight-tiered thing?
No.
I don't know where I got it wrong?
I don't want the second thing you got most wrong, the third most wrong.
I think Deshaun ultimately is the biggest one, because I didn't think he'd be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people will tell me, Jonathan, you're an idiot. In hindsight, everyone should have seen that coming. But I was in the camp of people explaining how... I mean, I took way too much out of a Tennessee and Arizona game last year. My goodness. He was good in both of them last year. It was the best version of Deshaun we'd ever seen. I thought he'd be much better. I mean, I don't know how anybody could have thought he'd be. I know how people thought he'd be as bad as he was. He was as bad as he was, but in no world did I think he'd be as bad as he was.
All right, so just because I'm not trying to absolve you here, because I would be in the same camp with you. Guys, this was a different level of stink.
Who in the world could have thought that the offensive line would be last in the league?
Yeah, I think it's so funny, because I think I really missed. I think I was most right about my concern about the change in offensive line coach.
Yeah, I think I undervalued that. Yeah. And it's not even undervaluing it, because here's where I'll kind of connect some of the dots. The offensive line last year graded out in like the 22nd range, Nick. It's not like they were, even with Bill Callahan, it's not like they were the greatest offensive line we've ever seen. I just in no world thought we could have an offensive line with as many Pro Bowlers, with a potential future Hall of Famer. Didn't matter who was coaching it, how you could be at one point 31st out of 32nd and then ended up being 32nd out of 32nd.
But you could explain away by saying, look at who your tackles were in like week 8 for that. This was a different level of stink. This is not being able to function. And, I think that's, it. Because I want to get back to the Deshaun thing, though, real quick. I think we just kind of lump it all together. And there's a part of me that says, let's just treat it like a bad, business investment. It's a tax write-off. Move on. But at the same point, we're having this conversation. Nobody saw it being that bad. You can say, I didn't see it working out. I saw that it wasn't going to be top 10. Whatever. That was Bruce Gradkowski bad.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody got that right. 216-474-0092. What did you get most wrong about the 2024 Cleveland Browns, other than we thought they might be a good team? That in the final results of the trade deadline next on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.